For Monday Sports, I'm Chris Reyes. We'll start on the gridiron. Another week of action is in the books as the Blue Ponies and Sugar Beaters took center stage. Jeff Safford has more on the weekend that was in high school football.
Give it all up here, like 2, 3, 4. Race in the center, in midfield, kicks that far side. Look out! Go, go, go! 20, 10, 5, and knocked out of bounds at the 5.
Ron Baruski had the call there during Chinook's road matchup with Belt. This close affair had a playoff feel to it, with the lead changing hands 5 times in the contest. In the end, it was the Huskies that prevailed by a final score of 30-28. Hunter Molyneux rushed for 144 yards in the loss, while Benton Elliott accounted for a pair of touchdowns through the air. Beaters head coach Mike Jones will hone in on improving his team's performance in close games.
We just got to clean up those mental mistakes and figure out, you know, how to close those games, and that's something we're not doing right now, and we have to reevaluate that here this week.
On the defensive side of the ball, Coach Jones has his focus set on putting pressure on the opposition's quarterback.
We had that one blown coverage for a touchdown down the middle. We made an adjustment there. We just need to get pressure to the quarterback. That was something that we weren't getting last night, and we got to work on that.
Another postseason test awaits Friday as the Beaters are set to welcome Cascade to Hoon Field. Coach Jones filled us in on what to expect from the Badgers.
They're going to run their option. They have a quarterback and a running back, and they're going to try to get to the option to the outside and still run that option to the inside. And defensively, they're going to go in there 3-3-2. They have some pretty physical linebackers.
This Northern Sea postseason affair Friday night will be carried live on KRYK 101.3 and HighlineToday.com. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. The Havre Blue Ponies were also on the road on Friday evening, facing off with Sydney. The Eagles set the tone early by jumping out to a 23-0 advantage and never looked back in a 37-14 victory. Brock Nystrom provided a spark in the third quarter on a 75-yard kickoff return score. Orion Thievridge also found the end zone on the ground in the final stanza to round out the scoring. The Ponies will conclude the regular season Friday opposite Billings Central. Kickoff from Blue Pony Stadium is set for 7 p.m. with all the action coming your way on KOJM and HighlineToday.com. In Class B action, Glasgow faced off with Wolf Point, looking to get back on track after falling for the first time this season in their matchup with Malta a week ago. 48 first-half points from the Scotties offense proved to be plenty as Glasgow picked up a 48-6 win. Scotties head coach Patrick Barnett was pleased with how his team responded after a tough loss.
Our guys just had to get back to work. Loss against Malta was a hard one. That's a rivalry week. It wasn't an easy one, but the kids just came back to work and worked hard all week and got the job done.
A test from Fairfield is coming up this week for Glasgow as the end of the season looms. The Scotties' focus will remain on the task at hand while also having goals in mind for the end of the season.
We plan on making it far in the playoffs. My guys really want to win a state championship, and you have to play week by week, and that's just our goal, is just see how we can do it. Keep playing hard and get prepared the best we can.
Stay tuned to New Media Broadcasters for more on Class B football on the High Line. In other scores from around the region, Billings Central over Miles City, 42-0. Dillon defeating Ronan, 53-0. Fairfield over Malta, 14-6. Glendive getting by Hardin, 48-6. Laurel over Lewistown, 48-10. And Sims over Cascade, 36-0. For New Media Broadcasters Sports, I'm Jeff Safford.
Stop straight back. Look, rolling near side, still looking. Throwing it far side, man wide open. Cut, touchdown, Peters! Barrett worked his way back to the ball, got himself open, and the Peters take the lead.
Love those things to start off the week. Let's move on to cross country. The Havre High School cross country teams were in the field at the Eastern A Divisional Fall Classic on Friday at the Pine Meadows Golf Course in Lewistown. Both teams turned in solid performances that featured multiple top 20 placers. Caleb Tomac led the way for the Blue Ponies on the boys' side, finishing in 14th place with a time of 18:56. Dylan Young also cracked the top 20 individually, finishing in 18th. Havre placed in 6th place overall with a team score of 134. On the girls' side, Havre finished in 4th place overall with a team score of 114. Tamira O'Leary led all places for the Blue Ponies, finishing with a time of 22:12 to take 12th place. Emma Gillen was not far behind in 15th place with a time of 22:37. The Montana High School Association Cross Country Championship will be held Saturday, October 24th at the Rebecca Farm in Kalispell. Stay tuned to New Media Broadcasters for results. Let's set up the nets and head on to the hardwood for some volleyball. The Havre High School volleyball team played host to Fergus on Saturday evening in Class A action. After dropping the first two sets, the Golden Eagles responded with two wins of their own to force a fifth and deciding set. The Blue Ponies held the line in the fifth by a score of 15-10 to earn the victory. The Ponies will not have long to celebrate the victory, as they're scheduled to be back on their home floor on Tuesday, facing off with the Yamettes of Malta. Stay tuned to New Media Broadcasters for results. As that leads us in to sports for this week, we started off on Tuesday with those Blue Pony Spikers hosting Malta. Friday, the Havre High School football team will conclude their regular season facing off with Billings Central. Kickoff from Blue Pony Stadium is set for 7 o'clock, and all the action can be heard on KOJM and HighlineToday.com. Also on our airwaves, the Chinook football team will host a classy 8-man playing a game at Hoon Field against Cascade. You can listen into all the action on KROYK 101.3 FM and HighlineToday.com with kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. The Sugar Beaters volleyball team will also play host to Geraldine Highwood, and the Montana State University Northern Cross Country teams will compete at the Bulldog Invitational in Dillon. Then on Saturday, the Big Sandy High School football team will begin their run in the Class C 6-man playoffs against Weibo. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. You can listen into the game on KPQX 92.5 and HighlineToday.com. Also going on Saturday, the Blue Ponies volleyball team will host Sydney inside the Blue Pony Corral. So that does it for us on Monday Sports. For New Media Broadcasters, I'm Chris Reyes.